Well, when you do have a common tradition, a sense of we are a people, it's easier. I mean, as you already mentioned, Rod, United States, we're united by the chain stores that we shop at or our money or something like that. It's really not a sense of culture in the way that most places in Europe are built upon.
You know, the question I get asked most of the time in Europe is, why is America such a crazy place? And I've kind of come up with a stock answer that I tell people, but I think it makes sense. I say to them, you know, America was populated, other than the Indians anyway, was populated by people who were unhappy where they were. And we're all descended from people that were unhappy someplace else. And so we kind of have a restless, disgruntled population. And Europe is today populated by the descendants of people who weren't unhappy and stayed put. So they've kept their traditions and they have a more settled lifestyle. And it's kind of nice. I will say this, when I've lived in Europe, there are things I miss. There are a lot of things I miss. I mean, America has a much more wide open culture in terms of entertainment, for example. If you live in a city in America, you can pretty much hear a lot of live music, theater, things like that. There's a lot less of that over there. It's just a quieter lifestyle in Europe than it is here.